decided to throw my hat in the ring and pursue the office of county executive in Anne Arundel County.
I want to be sure. You ran for county executive back in 1982 against Mr. Lighthizer. You were an alderman, if I recall, you were an alderman in Annapolis?
That's correct. In 1982, I ran. I was the Republican nominee. Mr. Lighthizer was the Democratic nominee. I came in second, and Mr. Lighthizer came in next to the last.
All right. Now, will you run for the seat in 2014?
No. The commitment I have is to serve out the rest of Mr. Leopold's term. I believe I'm the best qualified candidate to do so. I've been doing the job for the last month, and prior to that, I was the chief administrative officer and also been the budget officer for the county for 18 years. I think I'm well qualified to do the job, but I have no aspirations beyond the current term, and we'll have an election to see who is the next county executive in 2014, but I don't foresee my name being on the ballot.
I have to ask, you and I spoke the day after the verdict, and you were thinking about it. You weren't probably going to do it. You were just going to stay the acting county executive until a permanent replacement was made. What led you to change your mind?
A lot of very personal emails from county employees and just average citizens and just walking around town, people coming up to you that many of them I don't even know or probably have forgotten their names and encouraged me to do it. My friends who know me best said that I'm the guy because they know of my sincere love for Anne Arundel County and of my integrity, and they think that they've told me that I'm the best person for the job. So I've been very encouraged by that. It obviously is a significant hit on my compensation. I made the decision understanding that the county council has limited that, and that's part of the equation, and my family has been very supportive of my doing it with those circumstances.
Did I hear that it's a $20,000 pay cut? Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Okay.
Too low.
Too low. All right.
30. How about 30?
$30,000 pay cut.
Now, we're having a car wash this weekend.
I see. Okay. That's it. You're selling things in the office. I understand. Yeah. Just because you got to, you know, make the mortgage. I hear you. Now, if say you get the job and then you finish out his term, can you come back to your old job or will this mean the end for your service? This is going to be your swan song for service in county government.
No, my goal has always been, and I told the members of the county council when I was promoted to chief administrative officer a year ago, that my goal is to serve with the administration that comes in 2014 and retire from county government in 2018. That would be 25 years with the county. But that's not my decision at the end of the day. That's a decision that the winner of the next election will make, whoever he or she is. They will be able to hire whomever they want, and hopefully they would be willing to hire a former county executive to serve in their administration.
What do you bring to the table that the other candidates don't?
Well, obviously, I think the important thing that I bring to the table is stability to the county at a time when it needs stability the most. I'm serving as acting county executive now. I've been serving as chief administrative officer for the past year, and prior to that, I served 18 years as the county's budget officer. I know the county inside and out. I can hit the ground running. We've got critical dates coming up right now as far as labor negotiations, an impasse date of the 28th of February. The budget's due on the 1st of May. There's no learning curve for me because I'm doing the job now.
Let me ask you this. You've been with the county how long?
I just finished my 19th year. And again, my goal is to serve the citizens of Anne Arundel County for 25 years, and then I'm going to retire.
What will the citizens of Anne Arundel County notice differently about a county run by John Hammond versus a county run by John Leopold?
Well, I'm a manager of by walking around. I enjoy talking to people, the employees. I want to build up their morale. I want to get a spring back in their step. They're great people that work for Anne Arundel County, and I want to inspire them to do even better. And I think I can do that. I've been focused on doing that the last year, and I think I've made some significant progress already and witness the great support that I've received from the employees and encouragement to throw my hat in the ring right now.